Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need you to talk me off the ledge. I'll get back to the calls in a minute. I need you to talk me off the ledge. Someone's gonna talk me off the ledge. I'm trying not to get my hopes up for New York. I know. It's a blue place. The Republicans don't have a shot. It's too blue. Kathy Hochul, this is the last one I'm gonna play you for tonight. We'll bring you more tomorrow. Kathy Hochul just wrote Lee Zeldin's next ad for him live on the debate stage. If Lee Zeldin is smart, and I know him, he is very smart, this ad is about to be all over your television set in New York for 2 weeks. I swear this guy might win. She sucks.
This governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important to you. All I know is that we...
I don't know why that's so important to you. Ooh! This is the problem with living in a blue area and only running for office in a blue area forever. You are unseasoned. Actually, I'm going to use this to make my own point I made about how I want Trump and Heavy D to both fight because it makes them better. It makes you better to fight. Why do you think your football team has tryouts? Why do you think that is? It makes everyone better. Competition is uncomfortable and it sucks, but it makes you better. Kathy Hochul is 97 years old and doesn't know how to debate. She's been in politics her whole freaking life. She can't debate. Why? She's never had to be better. Not than a Republican. She's debated Democrats. She's never had to be better. It sets you back. Iron sharpens iron. John in Brooklyn, go.
Yes, I wanted to talk between the culture clash between African Americans and Jewish, and it's a very easy thing. The problem is that most people don't understand that there's a big difference between Reform Jews and observant. Reform Jews usually are dropouts out of the Orthodox community. Whether they or their parents or grandparents, and they're trying to impose certain things that everybody should, like the leftists are doing these days. And these are the people who are in the media and this and that. And then there's the Orthodox Jewish people who they are minding their own business. But unfortunately, they are like the 90% of the hate crimes are against them. And this is a big issue in New York City.
Yep. It's always the, if you see those videos, sadly, they always come out of New York of Jewish people being assaulted. It's almost always Orthodox Jews. But again, we don't ever have honest discussions about these cultural tensions, which are normal. But everyone's so scared of being called a racist or a bigot or being canceled today. No one will talk about them. I talk about them all the time. I love it. Randy, New York, go.
Yes, Jesse, how are you tonight? You mentioned earlier about Heavy D, and I'm assuming you were talking about Ron DeSantis. My point is Ron DeSantis is, believe it or not, he's 44 years old. Young guy. Trump, 76. So if you want to talk about the 2024 election, I think that Trump should be the front runner. DeSantis should be on the ticket as VP. Trump serves one term for 4 years, and DeSantis goes right after that. I think it's extremely important that that happens. Trump has survived two impeachments.
But it won't happen. And it's not stupid, right? What you just said is not dumb. I think what you just said is probably very, very universal within the Republican Party, Trump versus DeSantis. I have 1,000 emails a day saying they should join together on the ticket. Heavy D's so young.
give it to Trump this next time, and then Heavy D will take it in 2024. And let's be clear about something here. Donald Trump is still the likely nominee, Heavy D or no Heavy D. Donald Trump's the most popular Republican in America pretty comfortably. I think he wins that primary anyway. We'll wait and see. You never know. But listen, here's the thing about politics, and this is a fact. Well, actually, that's probably not true. This is one of my theories that I've seen proven over and over and over again. I call it the Chris Christie rule. I just said the words Chris Christie. What did you do? What'd you do? Chris just brought up beached Chris Christie. Everyone can picture that picture of him on the beach when he shouldn't have been on the beach. You probably rolled your eyes when I said the words Chris Christie, or you scoffed when I said the words Chris Christie. Something, whatever you did when I said the words Chris Christie, I guarantee you it was not popular. Let me tell you a little story. I was running for Congress back in Arizona when I got out of the Marines. You know that by now. Well, at some point in time, I had to fly back to D.C. You have to do this a lot. Fly back there, try to get people's endorsements, try to raise money so you can have TV commercials, things like that. And one of the sitting congressmen that I knew really well invited me to a private meeting of the House Republicans. Even the media isn't allowed in there. It takes place at this building, like this big banquet room. It doesn't matter. They have lunch, but it's only elected Republicans. And then, you know, someone running for office who they think might win. But there's no one else in. No press, no nothing. And because it's so private and exclusive with no media, they have the biggest speakers you can possibly imagine. They'll have prime ministers from anyone. They get anyone they want because it's private and exclusive. The day I went, it was Chris Christie Day. Chris Christie was then the wildly popular Republican governor of New Jersey when New Jersey never elected Republicans. He had gotten elected, and Chris Christie got up in front of that room. And he gave, and I don't even like speeches, by the way. They're so boring. I hate political speeches. Chris Christie gave a speech in that room that had me coming out of my chair clapping. He had seasoned, hardened Republicans in that room coming out of their chair clapping. You scoff at Chris Christie now, and I scoff at Chris Christie now, but Chris Christie, for a brief moment, was the biggest thing around. He was the next big thing. The kind of mini Trump before there was Trump, the tough talking Northeasterner who wasn't going to take any crap anymore. Remember, he used to slap the media around too? And he was the guy, got elected. This is the new guy. Right up until the point, he wasn't the guy anymore. One mistake, two mistakes. You're only one or two mistakes away from not being the guy anymore. Trees do not grow to the sky, and you don't stay hot forever. Yes, Ron DeSantis is 44. Ron DeSantis is well aware of the Chris Christie rule, although I don't know him, so he probably calls it something different, even though I should patent that. But Ron DeSantis right now is hot. What if next year he's not? And that sounds so stupid, right? Well, of course he will be. What, Jesse, Ron DeSantis is great. He's going to be great in a few years. Really? No one on his staff is going to be going to get a DUI. No problems at home at all. You're sure about that? No things that are going to come up. Somebody's not embezzling who's in his administration. You don't know any of these things. I don't know any of these things. And none of those things are probably true, but they might be. He's not going to make a huge political error that takes the bloom off the rose. When you're hot, you run. But you don't want that, and I don't want that either. I understand the way this works. Believe me, we all want everything to work out fine. Hey, I want Donald Trump elected in 2024, and then give me 4 more years of Trump, and then from that we'll transition right into Heavy D, and we'll have 8 years of Heavy D, and then from there, like, we do this thing in our mind where we have it all worked out. Real life doesn't work that way. That's not how real life works. It's not going to work that way. Neither of those guys are going to be number two to the other. Dave, Idaho, go.
Yes, sir. So I'm about 50 air miles from that guy in Spokane. And when I was young in the 60s and 70s and we were running wild, I'd take my girlfriends down to the abortion clinic, to Planned Parenthood, because I didn't know no better. I was selfish. We were just running wild. And I bought the line of BS they were selling, that it was just a lump or something in there, but it wasn't a life. And when I finally got square with God, I lived through the 60s, the 70s, and 80s. And I wound up with our first son, and we were in the hospital because we wanted to make sure the baby was okay and everything. And we got an ultrasound, and I saw that it was a child, and we saw that it was a child. And I got on my knees and prayed for forgiveness about the children that I had taken there. And I want to just say that that ultrasound thing works, and we will be praying for that brother in Spokane.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 provides that ultrasound to a scared young lady and or young man like Dave once was that doesn't know any better. They don't know that I've been in that room for three different ultrasounds. We got two kids. We lost one, but I'll never forget any of them. It matters, man. It matters a lot. It's a big, big deal. People were scared. They don't know they have options. All right. This world's largest steel manufacturer. We're going to have to address this. And I'll get back to more of these phone calls. You guys are actually killing it tonight. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, you and Michael, we're going to talk after the show. You're both in deep trouble. Do you know why Chris just played that song? Do you want to know why? During the break, you know, we try to keep you abreast of anything that's current that's going on, because I know this is where you're going right now for news. During the break, Chris gets in my ear and he says, "Hey, we have a problem." I said, "Okay, what's wrong? Some weirdo technical thing? I don't know." And he said, "No, the Fetterman audio, because the Fetterman Oz debate has already kicked off." He said, "The Fetterman audio, there's too much of it. There's too much of it. There's no way we can get it all in." So here's, in case you're wondering, a couple things. I'm going to play you all of it tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're going to get all the highlights, and I'll play them all. There may be 20. There seriously may be 20. You know how I know? Because it's been going on for like 15 minutes, and you've already missed gems like these.
Seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Chris, play the other one. Play the other one. That might be my favorite.
Well, I've been trying to talk about policy issues with the people of Pennsylvania. As a doctor, I listen to their ideas and I want to talk about them. When John Fetterman brings up houses, the irony is he didn't pay for his own house. He got it for a dollar from his sister. And he hasn't been able to earn a living on his own. He's lived off his parents. So it's not a topic that we should be debating on the stage. We should be talking about crime and inflation, the issues that are hurting Pennsylvanians that they're talking about at their kitchen table.
He got his Pennsylvania house from his own inlays from a dollar.
The entire debate has gone like that so far. This is there. I've been paying attention to politics since 05, I would say. 05, 06. That's when I really got into politics. I've never seen anything like this debate in my entire life. Tomorrow night, we'll call it the Fetterman Hump Day Show, because I'm going to bring you all these highlights in all of its glory. So just buckle up for that one. 877-377-4373. That's so freaking funny. All right, we do have to address something real quick, and then I'll get back to your phone calls. 877-377-4373. Focus here. Don't make me laugh anymore. And don't play Rambling Man next time we're playing John Fetterman sounds, Chris. That's not right. Don't play the Strokes either. Jeez, Chris. We're talking after the show. Team meeting after the show. Anyway, John Kerry said this today.
We cannot slow this down. The math and the science unequivocally make clear we just can't hit our targets unless we dramatically change that ratio. So we need private sector financial institutions to recognize the financial risks associated with a disorderly, chaotic, but inevitable transition to net zero if we don't manage it more effectively. We need those institutions to systematically recognize the financial risks that the impacts of climate change pose to their own assets.
Okay, what's he talking about there? Real quick, before we go into this headline I'm going to go into, what's he talking about there? These financial institutions, they have to systematically recognize... All those words sound pretty innocuous. What's he mean? He means financial institutions should all go full ESG and wage war on anything that makes carbon. He's talking about financial institutions aligning themselves with him and the World Economic Forum and destroying Western civilization and bringing about a genocide that will kill a billion people. That's what he's talking about. When he talks in these words, remember, he can't say that outright, right? The communists can never actually say what he wants. I want you to listen to this again, and I want you to listen closely, and I want you to think about Bank of America, Chase, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, whatever your financial institution of choice is. I want you to think about what exactly John Kerry is asking of them.
We cannot slow this down. The math and the science unequivocally make clear we just can't hit our targets unless we dramatically change that ratio. So we need private sector financial institutions to recognize the financial risks associated with a disorderly, chaotic...
Recognize, huh? Recognize the financial risks. It's actually best for you if you destroy these companies.
But inevitable transition to net zero if we don't manage it more effectively. We need those institutions to systematically recognize the financial risks that the impacts of climate change pose to their...
World's largest steel manufacturer warns of crisis as plants shut down. This is out of Germany. They can no longer afford the energy costs to make steel. Are you starting to get a picture in your mind of what this genocide is I've been warning about? If you're not yet, you will soon. Well, look, if all these people starve, all I know is this. I currently, as it stands right now, have a freezer full of Biloxi shrimp. So the genocide will be ugly to watch. It'll be terrible, but at least until I'm out of shrimp, I'll be able to have some of that. Maybe the shrimp will keep coming too, since it's coming from American shrimp boats in America, from the Mississippi Gulf, right out of Biloxi, a family that earned a reputation in their community that follows them to this day. Do you know how they cared for their community during COVID? I get emails every day of people thanking me for supporting them. No, thank you. It's the best freaking shrimp you've ever eaten in your life. And unlike 95% of the other shrimp, it doesn't come from overseas. It's homegrown. American jobs, American shrimp delivered to your front door. They have packages and bundles available. Go check it out. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off your order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse. I will take these calls 877-377-4373 when I get back. But do keep in mind what John Kerry's saying. What he's saying is the same thing they're saying at the United Nations. It's the same thing they're saying at the World Economic Forum. Keep in mind, the United Nations has already announced they are partnering with the World Economic Forum for their 2030 program. It's 2022. In 8 years, they want carbon to be eliminated. We're not, well, there's going to be a genocide. That nut job on the radio said, no, he's probably right. I bet it's like 100 years away. We are 8 years away. That is their stated goal. 8 years. It's happening right now. All right. Well, on that happy note, talk about the pandemic and dyeing your hair. We'll get to the calls really quickly and your emails. Hang on. About that one big break.
Remembering games and daisy chains. Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full time, you should be able to live in dignity as well. True. And
it is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry. We told you we were going to save the Fetterman sound, most fit for tomorrow. We're trying to hold ourselves back. But let me just say, you know, I have this soundboard. By the way, you can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know, I have the soundboard, right?
You know, freedom is not free.
The soundboard, which I love. There are only so many buttons on there. In fact, I can tell you because they're numbered. I went to community college. There are 50 buttons on here. There are 50 options, from the cannon to the fart to the Buenos Tardes, to the bar. 50 options. Chris already said we're going to run out of them. That's how bad the Fetterman thing is. They'd have been much better off not letting him debate. They really would have been better off not letting him debate. And I want to give someone else credit for this, but I don't know his name. I just saw someone say it in passing. So it's not my thought, so I want to give him credit. But whoever you are who came up with this, it's true. Fetterman's doctor cleared him, said he speaks clearly, and said he's good to go. How does that guy keep his medical license? You can't do that. That's unfair to Fetterman. On top of the unfair to the people of Pennsylvania, that's unfair to Fetterman. If he can't talk, dude, you can't be a senator. The senator is not the place where you go do stroke rehab. You go rehab and rest and get yourself right, and hopefully you do come back, because strokes are terrible things. You can't do that in the United States Senate. You know that senators go stand before world leaders and negotiate things, right? You realize that. Can you imagine sending that oaf in there? Well, I don't know. Dirty underwear and ducks. I mean, how are we supposed to? Greetings, Oracle. Makes me very happy when I hear my 11-year-old son reciting your entire opening monologue along with every time your show starts, because I know it means he's paying attention. Just wondering how you felt about your friend Ted Cruz going on the beach or going on The View this week. He says his name is Scott from Long Island. Well, one, Ted was selling a book. He wrote a book. If you're selling a book, you got to get in front of as many people as possible. I doubt very much the Harpies are going to let me come on the show when I'm selling my book. And what is it, June? I think it's coming out, maybe June. I'll keep you updated on the book. But if they ask, I'll have to go. Chris, do you know how much fun that would be to go torment those chicks? Oh, my gosh, it would be fun. Anyway, we'll give Whoopi the burger recipe and Joy. That'll win him right over. Actually, that might work with those two. Dear Treasurer of Oxford Gold. When do they come for our money? Not the way they are today. I mean, the founding fathers that are on the dollar bills and coins. There's no way they're going to let Washington, Lincoln, Jackson, etc. stay on our fiat for too much longer. I'm surprised they left it untouched. Oh, they'll come for it eventually. The same. Look, they start small. There's a reason when they started canceling people in social media. There's a reason where they go first. Alex Jones. Because Alex Jones has these so many of these wild, insane things that he said that it's made him kind of too toxic and poisonous for anyone on the right to embrace him. So when they came for Alex Jones, I saw, I don't know how many people on the right say, yeah, good. Yeah, he deserves to be gone, when they started canceling him. And that's when I wrote an article. This is like 3-4 years ago. And I said, you better be real careful. It's only Alex Jones. He was the easy one. That's why when they started tearing down monuments, they did start with Confederate monuments. It was the one that made it harder for people to defend. Now, I have no problem defending it, but it made it, if you're on the right and they tear down a statue of Robert E. Lee, who was a better man than you'll ever be and I'll ever be. But anyway, if they tear down the statue of Robert E. Lee, most people on the right, especially people in the media, because people in right-wing media are mostly weenies, they're dorks that grow up doing this so you don't have any life experience, you're just a big nerd. It made it very hard for them to defend it. Well, I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a Confederate. I don't like slavery. It is only Robert E. Lee. I guess that's okay, everybody. And what do you know? Before you know it, Teddy Roosevelt statues are getting yanked down. They always start easy with the ones you won't defend. That's why you have to defend them so loudly early on. Figure out a way to stand stronger for what you believe. Michelle, Florida, go.
Hello. Yeah, the reason why Trump was so loved by most of us wasn't because we needed him to tell us that the media was a propaganda machine for a Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
We finally had somebody who ran for office who actually had the cojones to say it, because most of the Republicans won't say it, and that is why he was so loved. We already knew this stuff.
That's a fact. That's a great call, because it's a fact. People think Trump created the Trump wave. And don't get me wrong, Trump's charisma, it definitely helped, right? It helps to have a charismatic leader at the top. Trump jumped on the Trump wave. Not saying he doesn't believe the things he said, but there was already that group of people, I count myself among them, who were so angry at what the elites had done to this country, and angry that no one speaks in words that anyone can understand anymore. They all sound like they're doing some kind of Ivy League dissertation, and no one would speak about the border. Remember, that's what Trump came out right away. Hey, the drug dealers and rapists crossing the border, which is an easily verifiable fact, and everyone acted like he was some kind of monster for saying it. He finally gave a voice to so many people who had not felt like their voice was heard at all. Working class people in working class towns loved and still love Trump. That's why, I mean, he's the odds-on favorite. But Mike, Mississippi, go.
At no time would Jesse Kelly be allowed to take any active participation in the jewel heist because we couldn't trust, especially a wheel man, who couldn't trust something flower that's not going to show up to work. That's the most trusted position.
You know what, Mike? That's not very nice, okay? I will be the wheel man for our jewel heist. In case you don't know what he's talking about, it's important for you to understand. Maybe this is your first night listening. This show can go off the rails at any moment. And last night, I believe we spent 15 minutes talking about our jewel heist team, how we're forming a team like in the movies, and we're going to figure out whose role is what and whether I want to be the wheel man because I'm a world-class driver or whether I should be inside directing the action. And I will show up, Mike. I can't help it that I got food poisoning last Monday. Mickey in Jersey, go.
Yes, to all my fellow Americans who love America, there is only one man and one man only that could save America from this twilight zone that we're all in right now. And you want to know who the man is, Jesse?
Is it me? It's I bet it's Trump. Me. I knew it was me. Did he say Trump? Oh, he said Trump. I thought he was going to say me. I thought he was setting me up for a compliment. Whatever, I think it's me. I think when this country finally gets a divorce and we start the Republic of Jesse, you will see how wonderful it is under a Jesse Kelly rule. I will be the nicest dictator you've ever seen. Unless you're a communist, that might not go well for you. What, Chris? Yeah, not dictator. No, not king either, Chris. That's too grandiose. Not king. Shogun. Remember, I'm the shogun. I'm the shogun of the Republic of Jesse. I will hand my powers over to a legislature once I have set everything right. That's how it's going to... I'll give up power, Chris. I will. Trust me on this. All right. Now, one of the things I'm doing to prep to be shogun is I'm eating better. I'm working out more. I take my Chalk Male Vitality Stack every single day. This is going to prepare me to be the strong dictator I will need to be to take on communism in this country. You see, Chalk is all natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I get emails from 60-some-year-old men saying they haven't had this kind of energy in 20 years. That's legit. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. This is not big pharma crap. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Go get a subscription for a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack. You take it for 90 days, and if you don't feel better, I want you to email me and cuss me out, because you will. I've never once have I had a single negative word said to me about Chalk. That's how incredible this stuff is. Oh, and they're anti-communists like you and me. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
I don't want you, you're my friend.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
What? What is that supposed to mean? Oh, there are so many other good ones I could play for you, but I'm not going to do it right now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I forgot to get these two little gems. Here's Hillary Clinton, as winning and lovely as ever.
Hello, indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead. Because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election.
Who is this election denier? This woman's a nut job. All right, let's get to a couple of these real quick. First, before I get to headlines. Hey, Jesse, I'm active duty Coast Guard, 13 years. Just determined how woke the military is. We have a retention issue across the board with all branches of the military. They've come to the conclusion they can fix it by allowing men to paint their nails. Like they don't make fun of the Coast Guard enough. I have someone below me that is being mentored to get out based on these woke ideologies. Don't say my name. My crew listens daily. I love the show. Keep it up. Semper Paratus. What, Chris? He said, also, could you do a Medal of Honor Monday on Douglas Monroe and talk about the relationship slash history between the Coast Guard and the Marines? I've done Doug Monroe before for Medal of Honor Monday. If I remember, I'm almost positive I have this correct. Maybe I will do it on another Monday soon. He was a Coast Guard guy. Keep in mind, the Marines, when they were driving into the shores fighting through the Pacific, and Army, to their credit, as much as that hurts me to say, the Marines driving to shore, it's very, very dangerous doing an amphibious landing. Anyone who's watched Saving Private Ryan or knows the D-Days of Normandy knows that. The ocean is unforgiving because there's no place to hide. It's just water. There's no place to hide. The enemy knows you're coming, and he's been preparing for you to come. So he has all of his guns sighted in on exact spots in the water. You're just meat. You're just a sitting duck, and you're meat out there. Monroe, if I have this one right, and I'm almost positive I do, Monroe is the Coast Guard guy driving those landing craft up there. Well, those guys were getting blown up just like everyone else. They're blowing up the boats. They have artillery sighted in certain spots of the water, so those artillery shells are hitting the boats. They're burning alive. It's really, really scary to drive, too, not just for the Marines getting up there. This guy parks himself between some Marines who were in deep trouble and the Japanese who were laying down fire on him, essentially just threw himself down. And if I remember right, I'm almost positive he gave his life, threw himself down and gave his life for these guys. That's pretty cool, man. That's freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. You know what else is pretty cool? MyPillow. Remember we had Steve Friend on earlier, the FBI special agent. He's the whistleblower, the guy who's getting thrown out. And he mentioned MyPillow on the show. You know, MyPillow is going to hook him up. Let me get him a bunch of MyPillow stuff. I love that Mike Lindell does that stuff, man. I mean, I love the sales, don't get me wrong. And everyone loves the quality. Everyone knows about MyPillows by now. Everyone knows about Giza Dream Sheets by now. And I am glad those are 60% off right now. I love that they're always ready to do good somewhere. You remember the truckers in Canada? Mike Lindell giving them pillows. Hurricane in Florida, Mike Lindell pouring MyPillow products there. Always ready to take his company, cost himself money, and do some good. I just think that's awesome. I'm very, very proud to speak for them. I always will be. Go to MyPillow.com if you want a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Tell Mike thank you. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get yourself a couple sets of those, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. One more little Fetterman bit. Please, Chris, one more. This is the last one tonight.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking. But there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking. And I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay, thank you.
That's going well. That's going to be the next senator. No, I don't think so. Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov went public with his complaints late Monday, where he said he was very unhappy with the current state of the war. He said Russian leadership shouldn't worry about angering the West. Europe has no power. What are they going to do? Send their LGBT people? It's just like you said, Jesse. The enemy already knows we are weak. Well, remember, that's the bad part about the world today. Now, you can argue it's a good thing and a bad thing. That's probably fair. Most things are. But it's not just that we have turbo freaks everywhere in our country. It's that other countries watch. What do you think they think about us overseas? We always think about what we think about them. What do you think they think about us? Ugh.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New York Times warns GOP could seize on the record drop in student test scores during the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, the GOP always seizing and pouncing on all the screw-ups by the Democrats in this country. Bill de Blasio seen in Brooklyn sporting newly brown hair. Here's a reminder to all guys. Don't dye it. My goodness, don't get a toupee. No comb over. As it's going gray and thinning out, as mine is doing both, you buzz it down shorter and shorter and shorter. But that actually applies doubly for someone like Bill de Blasio. Not only is he extremely tall like me, he's extremely ugly like Chris. When you're ugly like that, you can't make those radical changes, Bill. There's nothing you can put on top of your face that's going to improve your face at all. That's the unfortunate face God gave you, Bill. There's nothing you can do about that. Some people were given gifts, right? Like me. I have a symmetrical face. Me and Denzel Washington, we have faces that are basically like fashion models. Bill, your face looks more like an elephant seal. Brown hair doesn't help that at all. Nothing you can do. Whites now more likely to die from COVID than blacks. Why the pandemic shifted? That's according to the Washington Post. I remember they've done this since the very beginning of the pandemic, trying to track which color is dying the most. And I will just say, once again, it's very odd and kind of gross to look at the world in that way. Border agents encountered 98 migrants on the terror watch list in the past year. And those are just the ones they encountered. Remember what we talked about yesterday? GOP arms itself for a new war on the IRS. Don't get my hopes up that the Republican Party is actually getting its testosterone levels up. Christian PA sues University Hospital after being fired for refusing to assist with gender assignment referrals. Praise the saints out there. Guys like Steve Friend, FBI whistleblower who was on the show earlier, that's the real courage. Losing your job at a hospital so you don't participate in this filth, that's the real courage. These people deserve our utmost respect. Our utmost respect. The ones losing it all. You know who else deserves a ton of respect? Me. And you can give me that respect, what, Chris? Or ask questions. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Tomorrow, it's Fetterman Hump Day. It's going to be a blast. That's all.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.